各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to everyone here.
我们下午啊继续早上所讲的题目。
And we will continue today's morning service.
愿福气追随你。
May the blessing of God chase after you.
我们早上谈到要使福气来追随我们。
For the blessings to chase after us, we talked about this morning.
不管到哪里，福气追你到哪里。
No matter where you go, the blessing will come after you.
这才是真的神的恩典。
And this is the true blessing of God.
那既然主应许要让福气来追随我们。
Since God promised us to have blessing chase after us.
那我们怎么预备来领受神这个赐福？
How do we prepare ourselves to receive this blessing?
早上我们谈到的就是要听从、谨守、遵行神的话。
And today, this morning we talked about to listen, to obey, and to do it.
那神就使福气追随我们。
Then the blessing of God will come after us.
但是更要紧的，神的福气给我们不只是今生几十年属肉体、属物质的福气。
But the blessings that God promises us is not only in the flesh for 10, maybe 20, 30 years.
因为世上所有的福分，
because the blessing in this world,
彼得告诉我们，我们的生命像草。
Peter tells us our life is like grass.
世上所得到的美容也不过像草上的花。
And all the beauty in this world is like the flower on the grass.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
A flower and grass will wither.
几十年的人生很快就过去。
Couple decades goes by very quickly.
一切就归于无有了。
And everything will disappear.
唯有主的道是永远长存的。
Only the word of God stands forever.
所以我们领受的不只是肉体的福气。
And what we receive, not only the worldly blessings.
不只是今生的福气。
Not only this lifetime.
我们还要把今生所得到这个福气转换成属灵永远的福气。
And we need to change the blessing of this world into our eternal blessing.
那才是真正的福。
And this is the true blessing.
我们知道，这个希腊帝国强盛的时候
，And when the Greek Empire is very very strong,
它吞并了这个马代波斯
，And it overcame many countries.
成为世界的霸主
，And they became the strong nation.
希腊大帝亚历山大帝。
And he became the land of Alexander.
很可惜，他三十岁就离世了。
And unfortunately, he passed away at the age of 30.
他死的时候就跟他的部属讲。
And he told his followers.
他棺材的两边啊，挖两个洞。
You must poke two holes on either side, on both sides of the coffin.
将他两只手拉到棺木的外面。
And show his two hands outside the coffin.
让世人知道
，So let the world know.
就像我亚历山大大帝
，Even I'm the Alexander the Great.
虽然成为世界的霸主
，Even though I'm the great empire.
死了还是两手空空走了
，Even when I die, I go empty-handed.
真的，人生是空
，It's true. Our life is in vain.
空空来，空空的走
，We come empty-handed. We leave empty-handed.
人活着。真的有够空啊
！And in our life, we're truly living in vanity.
闽南话说有够空，空空来空空去，世人空空过日子。
And in Taiwanese says we come empty-handed, we leave empty-handed. We come not knowing anything, we leave not knowing anything.
所以我们要从神领受的福分呐、要把它转换成永远长存的。福分才有价值。
So we need to transform the blessing we receive in this world into our eternal blessing.
看这个诗篇。
Let's look, turn to Psalm.
诗篇第十七篇。
Psalm 17.
四节。
Verse 14.
诗篇十七篇十四节。
Psalm 17, verse 14.
耶和华，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生 有福分的世人，你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。十五节
15.
至于我，我必在狱中见你的面，我醒了的时候得见你的形象，就心满意足了。大卫在这里提到世人啊，所得到的福不过是今世的福。
And David talked about the blessing that people receive in this world. It's only used in this world.
他们能够得到很多的财宝。
They can receive a lot of treasures.
他们有儿女就万事足。
They're satisfied with having children.
所以我们古人说，所有福分就财子寿。
And there's an ancient saying that the blessing in this world are money, children, and long life.
但是大卫在这里就提醒我们，这是今生的福气。
David here reminded us this is only temporary.
所以大卫在就业的时代，他就盼望了将来在狱中见神的面。
And David in the Old Testament already looked forward into eternal life.
人生如梦啊。
And our life is like a dream.
信徒离世了，圣经说，主耶稣说，他睡着了。
And when believer passed away, the Bible says the believer rested.
我们信主从主耶稣的宝血得到重生了。
And as a believer, we receive salvation from the blood of Jesus.
在亚当里所失丧的神的生命，借着耶稣基督的救赎，重新领受。
And in Adam, what we have lost, we have regained through the blood of Jesus.
这好像葡萄枝子离开了葡萄树一样。
It's like a branch leaving the tree.
这个约翰福音十五章那边记载。
In John chapter 15, it recorded.
当这个葡萄枝子离开了树
，When the branch leaves the tree,
它跟生命的根源呢就隔绝了。
It leaves the source of life.
所以神对亚当说：“你吃的日子。”必定死。
That's why God told Adam, the day you eat of this fruit, you should surely die.
但是魔鬼告诉他，绝对不会死。
But Satan told Eve that you may surely die.
原文的意思就是这样子。
And this is the original text.
亚当吃了之后死了没有？
Did Adam die right after he ate the fruit?
好像没有他活到930岁才死
No, he did not. He lived till 930 years old.
其实呢，他吃的那一刻已经死掉了。
But actually, the day that he took the fruit, he died.
就好像枝子离开了树干。
It's like branch leaving the trunk.
跟生命的根源已经隔绝了。
And leaving the source of life.
领受神的生命那属灵生命已经死掉了。
And his spiritual life has died.
所以我们常讲说，人活着好像行尸。走肉
That's why we describe a human being as living in a world like a zombie.
不过是活着的死人呢。
And we're a living dead person.
所以有一次啊，一个门徒要一个人要跟从主耶稣。
For a disciple to follow Jesus.
他说：“容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”
He said, "Let me
再来跟从你。”
He said, "Let me go home and bury my father, and then I'll come follow you."
主耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬死人。”
Jesus said, "Let the dead bury its own dead."
死人怎么能够埋葬死人？
How do a dead person bury himself?
躺在棺材里面是灵肉都死的人。
And when you lie in a coffin, your flesh and your spirit are dead.
那个抬棺材的是灵已经死，活着只是肉体。
And the coffin bearer is still living, but is still dead.
所以我们一个得到主救恩的人
But for somebody who received the salvation of God
肉体的死是睡着了
Our fleshly death is rest
主耶稣再来
When Jesus comes again
我们还要从死里复活
We will rise from the dead
信徒的死在埋葬坟墓里面那是在等候生命的蜕变
The death of believer is waiting in a coffin to wait for the transformation.
这个好像一条毛毛虫。
It's like a caterpillar.
他活到一段时间之后
and he lived till a certain days,
他叫土司作茧
and he will become, he will transform.
春雷一响
and when the day comes,
他就破茧而出
and he will cut through and come out.
哎，这个毛毛虫好像自己做了一个坟墓，把自己埋葬起来一样。
And it's like the caterpillar made a coffin for himself and buried himself in it.
他不是死。
It did not die.
他在蚕包里面呢，是经历生命的蜕变。
And it hid in the cocoon to transform his life.
哦，所以春雷一响，他破茧而出。
When the day comes, he will cut through the cocoon.
在出来的时候，不是一条毛毛虫。
When it comes out, it's no longer a caterpillar.
而是改变了。
It transformed.
变成一只会在空中飞翔的蝴蝶。
It transformed into a butterfly that can fly.
我们将来也是这样。
And on the end day, it's the same for us.
所以在哥林多前书十五章啊，保罗啊将这个奥秘告诉我们。
In First Corinthians chapter 5, Paul told us this mystery.
当主耶稣再临的时候，号筒一响，死人都要复活。
And when Jesus comes again, the trumpet blows, all the dead will rise.
那身体要改变。
And the body will transform.
属血气的成为属灵的。
And the fleshly will become spiritual.
会朽坏的这个肉体变成不会朽坏。
The corruptible becomes incorruptible.
我们身体改变，像神一样。
And we transform into the likeness of God.
变成一个灵体。
We become spiritual.
然后被接进入永远天国。
We enter eternal heavenly kingdom.
享受那永永远远的福气。
To enjoy eternal blessing.
哦，所以很要紧的，我们要把主耶稣给我们的今世的所拥有的这些福分，要把它转变成永远存在的福气。
So it's very important for us to transform the blessing of this world into eternal blessing.
有一次啊，一个年轻的财主来问主耶稣，怎么样才可以得到永生
？And one time, a rich young ruler came and asked Jesus, "How do I receive eternal life?"
主耶稣告诉他啊，这个诫命你要遵守。
Jesus told him that you must obey all the laws.
他很虔诚，从小他就通通遵守了。
And he said, "From youth, I have been following the laws."
我还要做什么
？What else do I need to do？
主耶稣，因为这个年轻的财主这么虔诚守道，所以圣经特别提到耶稣爱他。
Seeing this young man's fervency, Jesus told him that he loved him.
记载马可福音十章二十一节、二十二节啊。
It's in Mark chapter 10:21 and 22.
主耶稣告诉他：“你变卖一切所有的。”去周济穷人，然后来跟从我。
Jesus told him to sell all you have to the poor and come follow me.
结果这个年轻财主就忧忧愁愁的走了。
So this young man went away sorrowfully.
为什么
？Why?
因为他财产很多。
Because he is wealthy.
他放不下。
He could not let go.
所以主耶稣才说，财主要进神，进神的国。很难啊、
That's why Jesus is very said it's very difficult for a rich person to enter in eternal heaven kingdom.
好像骆驼穿过针眼一样。
It's like a camel going through the hole of a needle.
这个针眼不是我们啊、红衣服的针眼，那个就是城门，这个城门的小城门。
And this needle's eye means it's actually a small door going into the town.
啊，古时候。城都有城墙
and in the ancient time, they have a wall surrounding the city.
到黄昏的时候，大城门就关起来。
When the sun goes down, they close the main door.
留下旁边的小城门。
They leave the side door, a small door open.
好，所以晚归的骆驼啊，商人。
So the businessman who has camel with them.
要进城了， they, 要穿过这个。真言就是这个小城门。
When they try to enter the city, they have to go through this small side door.
那是给人进去的。
This is for human being to go in.
所以骆驼那么高大，又背负了这些啊货物。
And camel is a lot bigger than human being, and they have luggage.
所以要进这个小城门，这个真言。
So for them to enter this small narrow door,
他必须把他一切的重负啊。通通要卸下来。
They have to take away all the luggages on their back.
并且要屈身。
And they have to kneel down.
很努力的才能够接近。
And then try.
城门。
And then try very hard to try to enter into this small door.
不是穿真的真言哦，那绝对不可能。这个就是主耶稣说难呐。
The Jesus is referring that it is very difficult.
我们将来要进神的国。
In the future, we will enter heavenly kingdom.
我们要放下我们一切的重负。
We have to let go of our everything we have.
罪的重担。
Our sins.
世界这些财富。
All the wealth we have.
要能够放得下。
We need to let them go.
然后呢，要谦卑下来。
Then we need to humble ourselves.
主耶稣说，天国是努力的人进去的。
And Jesus said, heaven is for those who strive hard.
好像若穿过这个窄门一样，要很努力的。
It's like going through this narrow door. You have to try very hard.
所以门徒就问主耶稣了。
So the disciple asked Jesus.
那我们已经放下一切跟从你了，我们将来要得到什么
？We already let everything go and follow you. What do we get in the future?
主耶稣说：“你们今生要得百倍。”
Jesus said, "In this life, you will receive hundredfold."
来世要得永享永生。
In the future, you will receive eternal life.
确实，我们能够放下一切跟从主。
Indeed, we can let everything go and follow Jesus.
我们今生啊，得百倍。
And in this lifetime, we will receive a hundredfold.
你看，我们信主的全世界，只要我们真耶稣教的信徒，我们都是一家人呢。
And the entire world, the TJC, we're one family.
尤其我们传道人感受更深。
And I feel this even more as a pastor.
处处无家，处处家。
I can go anywhere, and I can call everywhere my home.
我来这里，教会就是我的家。
I come here, and this church is my home.
你们都是我的弟兄姐妹。
And you are all my brothers and sisters.
不是今生得百倍吗？
Didn't I receive a hundredfold?
将来还要得到永生呢。
In the future, I will receive eternal life.
所以我们呢，既然有永生的盼望。
Because we have eternal life.
主耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus told us.
你要将财宝积存在天上。
You need to store up your wealth in heaven.
那边啊，以前钱铜板啊，埋在地里会生锈。
And in the ancient time, the money you put in the floor will be corrupted.
纸币啊，会生虫，会被虫吃掉。
Your paper money will be eaten by bugs.
有小偷窝窟窿把你偷走。
And there are thieves to steal your money away.
也就是我们世上的财宝都是无定的财宝。
Our worldly treasures are unstable. They will be lost.
你如果把我们的财宝转换成永远不失落的积存在天上。
If you change your wealth into incorruptible treasure,
存在天国银行
and store in the bank of heaven,
天国银行不会倒闭的。
And heavenly bank will not go bankrupt.
你看几年前英国的百年银行倒闭了。
A couple of years ago, the UK bank went bankrupt.
主耶稣啊，不会倒闭的。
Jesus will not go bankrupt.
因为万有本来都是他的嘛。
Because everything belongs to him.
我们还能够得到更优厚的利息，优惠的利息。
And we can also receive great interest.
那不只是啊几分的利息而已，那是几。无数倍的这个利息。
Not only a few percentage of the interest, but thousandfold. And we will enjoy those incorruptible.
我们怎么把世上有限的这些财宝变成永远无限长存的财宝
？So how do we transform the corruptible treasure into incorruptible?
看提摩太前书。
First, turn to First Timothy.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章
First Timothy chapter 6
17节
Verse 17
到19节
17 through 19
提摩太前书第六章17节到19节
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17 through 19
我要嘱咐那些金色富足的人不要自高也不要依靠无定的钱财只要依靠那后世 百物给我们享受的神，又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫你们持定那真正的生命。哦，我们能够为将来做好预备。
We can prepare for our future.
把这个会朽坏的、会失落、无定的钱财转换成，永远不失落的。
And to
这个属灵的财富。
And to transform the uncertain riches in this world into certain riches in the heaven.
他说这个世上的钱财，人想要以为啊。有钱就有权。
People think that if you have money, you have power.
有钱就可以得到最好的享受。
If you have the riches, you can enjoy yourselves.
其实人所得到的都非常有限。
But what we can receive is very limited.
一天三餐。
You only have three meals a day.
你能够吃多少
？How much can you eat?
你的肚量有限，再给你。吃你也吃不下。
Your stomach is limited. If you want more, you can't fit it.
非常有限。
We are very limited.
所以我们要把这有限的转换成无限的。
So we need to change the unlimited into the limited into unlimited.
该奉献我们要奉献。
We need to pay tithe.
该施舍我们要施舍。
If you need to do charity, we need to do it.
古人常说，手心向下。强过手心向上。
And people said it's better to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福。
It's better to give than to receive.
你能够施以给别人，手心向下，我给你。
If you can give to others,
比那些伸着手等着人家帮助的更有福吗？
It's much more blessing than those people who have their palms up, are trying to receive something.
要甘心施舍。乐意来供给人。
We need to do charity work to help others.
这些呢，都是啊，为我们积成美好的根基，预备将来的。
And this is to store up a good foundation for us to have in the eternal life.
这个也是主耶稣所说的，把你的财宝积存在天上。
This is like just what Jesus said, to store your treasure in heaven.
那是永存的。
And that is eternal.
世上一切财宝都是无定的财宝。
The worldly riches are uncertain.
所以我们要持定那真正的生命，永生的生命。
So we need to look heavily upon the eternal life.
我们要将来要丰丰富富进神的国。
And in the future, we will go into a heavenly kingdom gloriously.
我们不能空手朝见神呢。
We cannot meet God empty-handed.
也许我没有很多财富啊。
Perhaps I'm not rich at all.
我穷苦啊。
I'm poor.
我怎么积存财宝到天上
？How do I store treasure in heaven？
神要我们积存财宝到天上，不是叫我们所无有的，乃是按照我们所有的。
What Jesus wants us to store in heaven is what He requires of what we have, not what we do not have.
什么是我们的财宝
？What do we have？
不只是这些钱财。
Not only our money.
神给我们健康的身体，这就是你的财富。
God give us healthy body. This is our wealth.
感谢主了。
Thank God.
我今年74，如果算虚岁75岁。
I'm 74 years old.
退休已经快10年了。
I have been retired for about 10 years.
但是退不敢休。
But I retired, but I did not rest.
因为今天活着是主让我活。
Because God gave me a life today.
给我健康的身体。
He gave me a healthy body today.
我就不能浪费生命。
So I cannot waste my life.
所以退不敢休，退如果休，怕老病一起休掉了。
If I retire and also rest, I may lose my life.
确实啊，主耶稣让我重生了好几次。
Indeed, Jesus gave me life many, many times.
很多次的车祸、病痛，主耶稣都留下我的生命。
And many illnesses and accidents, God has saved me.
还有一个健康的身体。
He gave me a healthy body.
我就不能浪费生命。
I cannot waste my life away.
我就要珍惜生命。
I need to treasure my life.
我就要善用 剩下来的剩余的价值。
And I need to use the rest of my life wisely.
为主多做一些事。
To do more work for God.
为将来积存美好的根基。
To store a treasure in heaven.
所以我们呢、啊，神给我们什么本钱？有钱财，你要奉献，要周济穷人。
So if God gives us wealth, we need to pay tithe and also give do charity.
给你健康身体，不是让你健康的身体去放纵情欲。
And Jesus did not give you healthy body to enjoy the pleasure of sin.
而是多做圣工。
But to do the work of God.
神给我们的智慧，给我们各种不同恩赐，我们要善用这些恩赐来服侍神，服侍人。
And the wisdom and the knowledge of God that God gives us, we need to use them to serve others.
我们为主所做的工，为了爱神爱人所付出的这些啊，保罗说，都记在我们的账上了。
And the work that we do for Christ are recorded in heaven.
神永远纪念我们。
God will remember us forever.
有一次去探访的时候
，One time I went on a visiting trip.
有一个老姐妹
，An elderly sister.
中风
，She has stroke.
已经躺在床上好几年。
And she has been bedridden for many many years.
每次信徒去访问
，Every time members go visit her.
他就说：“求主耶稣赶快带我回去。”
And she told people that she wished that Jesus can take her home.
整个躺在船上是活的死人一样。
And I'm lying on bed, it's like I'm dead.
只是受苦。
I'm suffering.
求主耶稣赶快带我回去。
She has got to take her home.
也许一个在病痛受病痛折磨的人。他的心声啊
，and this could be the mentality of somebody who is suffering.
有一次我去
，and one time I went to visit her.
他也这么说
，she told me the same thing.
传道，你为我祷告
，pastor, please pray for me.
求主耶稣带我回去
，ask God to take me home.
我说，你时间还没到
，I told her your time is not here.
时间到了，主耶稣就带你回去
，when the time comes, Jesus will take you.
哦。慈爱的神，这样有慈爱吗
？And this is how a loving Jesus loved me.
一直折磨我，一直让我受苦，这是神的慈爱吗
？He tortured me. Is this how Jesus loves me?
我说，因为你还有用啊。
I told her because there's still use for you.
哦，这个老姐妹哈，全身死光光，嘴巴没有死。
And the only thing that did not die is her mouth.
哇，她说，传道。
She said, Pastor,
你怎么可以咒诅我？
How can you curse me?
我说我没有咒诅你啊。
He said I didn't.
你说我躺在床上整天啊受病痛折磨，这就是我的用处啊。
And she said,
我活着是为了受苦受折磨的呀。
I live to lie down over here to suffer. Is this the use of my life?
我还能够做什么？我还有用什么
？What use? What do I have to use to be used?
我说阿婆，你会不会祷告
？And I told her, Do you know how to pray?
祷告会啊，怎么不会？人生信到老了，怎么不会祷告
？She said, I've been a believer all my life. How do I know how to? How come I don't know how to pray?
我说你会祷告，你就会做神的工。
I said, If you know how to pray, then you can do the work of God.
你有没有想到
？Have you thought about this?
使徒时代的教会
，In the apostolic time, the churches,
他们就是靠着祷告
，They rely on prayers.
神应许的圣灵降临。
God gave them the promise of the Holy Spirit,
靠着祷告
relying on the prayers,
彰显了很多神迹奇事
manifested many wonders of God,
靠着祷告
through prayers,
让被带去明天要砍头的彼得出监牢
and through prayer, the Peter that was going to be beheaded the next day came out of prison.
这都是靠祷告来的力量
and all these came through prayer.
教会兴旺，福音传开了。
Prosperity of the church, the prosperity of gospel.
哇，这个阿婆是很聪明的。
And this elderly sister is very smart.
好了，传道你不用讲了，我知道我该怎么做了。
She said, "Okay, you don't need to speak anymore. I know what to do."
你帮我祷告了。
Please just pray for me.
我们就帮她祷告。
So we pray for her.
过一段时间再去看她。
And after some time, we went back to visit her.
我就问她，阿婆，你有没有祷告
？I asked her again, "Did you pray?"
有啊，怎么没有祷告？我整天就在祷告。
And she said, "Yes, I pray all day."
但你一天三次祷告而已，我整天都在祷告。
And Daniel only prayed three times a day. I pray, every second of the day.
因为我整天躺在床上，什么不能做，我只能够祷告，所以我整天都在祷告。
Because I have nothing else to do but laying here, so I pray here every day.
我说阿婆，你祷告什么
？And I ask her, what do you pray about?
我先为自己祷告。
I pray for myself, she said.
主耶稣说你要爱人如己。
And Jesus said you need to love others as yourself.
你都不爱你自己的，你还会爱别人吗？
If you don't love yourself, how do you love others?
所以我要先为自己祷告。
So I pray for myself first.
我以前不懂。
I did not know in the past.
因为病痛的折磨。
Because I was suffering.
常常埋怨神。
I complained to God all the time.
神啊，你的慈爱在哪里？
I asked God, where is your mercy?
神啊，你的怜悯在哪里？
Where is your mercy and love?
常常埋怨这些子孙。
And all I do is complain about my grandchildren.
但忙你们自己的事。
They only busy
doing 这么少关心我。
They only busy doing their own things. They don't care about me.
他说啊，我灵修这么差，我怎么进神的国？
I have such bad spiritual cultivation. How do I enter heaven?
以前不懂，那主耶稣赶快带我回去。我怎么回去？回哪里去？回地狱去哦，不是回天国去哦。
I did not know in the past. I don't know where I'm going.
你怨天尤人，天天埋怨神，怎么能够进天国？
If you complain to God all day, how do you enter heaven?
所以我要为自己祷告，我向神痛悔。
So I pray for myself and repent.
神给我这些病痛。
God gave me this illness.
我现在明白了。
Now I understand.
叫我整天躺在床上。
He wants me to be in bed all day.
就是要善用我的恩赐，就是时间，就是祷告。
He wants me to use my time to pray.
整天呢，就是祷告嘛。
So I just pray all day.
又不能什么也不能做啊。
I cannot do anything else.
所以为自己祷告。
So I pray for myself.
为这些子孙祷告。
I pray for my children and grandchildren.
都忙着世上的事。
They're all busy doing their things.
安息日也不遵守。
On Sabbath, they don't even go to church.
聚会也不到。
They don't go to church services.
光一直忙世上的事。
They just keep busy doing their own things.
我为他们祷告。
I pray for them.
求主开通他们的心。
May God open their hearts.
传道我也都为你们祷告。
Pastor, I also pray for you.
我说谢谢。
I say thank you very much. Thank God.
只是你帮我祷告，我才能够当传道当到退休。
Thank God because of your prayer, I can be a pastor until I retire.
他说我是老信徒。
And she said I'm an old believer.
教会每个人我都认识。
I know practically everybody in the church.
我都一家一家为他们祷告。
I pray for each and every one of them.
这家有多少人我都知道，我还为他们一个一个祷告。
I know who is in what family, and I pray for each one of them every day.
阿婆，你就好像祭司把以色列十二支派的名字都挂在你的胸牌里面呐、一一唱名祷告。
I said you're like a priest. You bear the family of all 12 tribes in your chest, and you pray for them.
人家保罗还说还要为在位的祷告呢。
Even Paul needs to pray for others.
我们才能够进前度日。
Then we can live in a good life.
那个时候李登辉当台湾总统。
When President Lee became President of Taiwan.
我说就是你为在位的祷告，台湾经济才会起飞哦，我们今天才会富有一点呢、
I told her it's because of your prayer he became the president and the economy of Taiwan became better.
他说传道，我祷告有功效嘞。
And she told me my prayer is effective.
很多信徒知道我只能够祷告，哇，他们有生病的，有遇到困难。都来叫我帮助祷告。
Many members know, all I can do is pray. So they come and tell me what they need, their prayer request.
因为我只能过祷告嘛。
Because all I can do is pray.
所以他感受到祷告的功效。
She felt the effectiveness of prayer.
他感到我以前浪费了这些恩赐。
She felt that she wasted the gift.
所以我就跟他开玩笑。
So I joke with her.
阿婆，那现在要不要我帮你祷告，叫主耶稣赶快带你回去
？And so I told her, "Do you want me to pray for you so Jesus can take you home?"
她说：“团队，你都较好心嘞。”
She said, Pastor, have a merciful heart. Please ask God to give me more life. To do more work. Or how else can I face God in the future? Thank God.
神对我们所要的是我们所有而不是我们所没有的。
God wants what we have, not what we do not have.
我们要善用我们的恩赐。
We need to utilize our gift.
看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
15 章。
Chapter 15.
58节。
Verse 58.
哥林多前书15章58节。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们。你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。我们要多做圣工。
We need to do more holy work.
善用恩赐。
To utilize our gift.
我能够为主做什么
？What can we do for the Lord?
哎，不要浪费生命。
Don't waste your life away.
但是我们做圣工的人
，But for those holy workers，
必要坚固，不可摇动。
We must be steadfast and immovable。
哎，你要做圣工，魔鬼要在你身上也要动工。
When you try to do the holy work for God, Satan will work in you。
啊，所以做圣工常常，闽南话说，做个老官红嫌个老暖。
There's a Taiwanese saying that the more you work, the more people complain about you.
哇，我做工，好的没有奖赏，没有得到鼓励称赞，我一点做不好，哇，这个指指点点，那个要讲话。
I do so much for God, nobody praise me, but if I make one little mistake, people complain all day.
我不做了。
I quit.
信徒那么多，一定为什么我要做？
I'm sure if somebody else can take my job.
别人怎么可以不做？可以不做，我就不能不做啊！
How come people can quit anytime and I can't?
哦，他做圣工摇动了。
And they are movable now.
经不起考验。
They cannot withstand tribulation.
保罗做圣工。
Look at Paul.
哎，以前是逼迫基督徒的哦。
He used to persecute members.
抓基督徒去坐牢哦。
He takes the members into jail.
斯蒂凡被打死，他都有份的哦。
Stephen was stoned to death. He was a part of that. Today he was chosen. He became a pastor. He often received attack from false preachers and false members. And for the sake of preaching the gospel, he often imprisoned and also beaten.
所以保罗把他的经验告诉我们。
So Paul wrote down his experience.
做圣工的人要任劳任怨呐。
And those who work for the Lord must try hard.
要知道我是为主做，而不是做给人看的。
And knowing that the labor is for God, not for man.
哎，只知道我的心。
God knows my heart.
只要我尽力就好。
If I do my best, it's good enough.
5,000 赚 5,000.
If you have 5 talents,
2,000 赚 2,000.
You get 5 more talents. If you have 2, you receive 2. You have the same gift.
因为他们都尽了 100% 的本分了。
Because they do 100% of what they have.
做圣工不能拿比较了呀。
And when you do the work of God, you don't compare to others.
我做多少，他做多少。
You don't compare what you do to what other people do.
神给每个人恩赐不同吗
？Everybody has different gifts.
连五千赚五千吗
？Those who have 5 talents will earn 5 more.
连五千赚三千。
If you receive 5 talents and you give back 3,
虽然比赚两千的更多。
Even though it's more than those who have 2 talents.
但是主耶稣说不够。
But Jesus will tell you it's not good enough.
给你五千，你赚三千。虽然比赚两千多，但是你尽六成的本分了。
If I give you 5 talent and you give me back 3 talent, you only give me 60% of you.
啊，所以做圣工啊，要坚固，不可摇动。
So when you do the work of God, you have to be steadfast and immovable.
要经得起考验。
You need to be able to stand firm.
我是为主做的。
You're doing it for the Lord.
不是为人做，做给人看的。
We don't do it for the sake of others.
并且啊。要常常做。
And you need to do them often.
不是今天听了到哇，一时感动，大发热心，哦，做圣工，没有两天不做了。
It's not that you hear a very touching sermon and you decide to work for the Lord for 2 days and then you quit.
要常常做。
You need to do them often.
竭力的做。
Do them wholeheartedly.
就是尽力的做。
Do your best.
并且要多多的做。
And do them abundantly.
神给每个人恩赐不同。
Everybody has different gifts.
神给你多，向你就要的多。
God give you more gift, He will ask more in return.
按照我们所有，而不是按照我们所没有。
According to what we have, not according to what we do not have.
因为我们啊，做圣工，为主耶稣劳苦。
Because we're laboring for the Lord.
哎，我们为主所做的不会徒然的。
And what we do for the Lord will not go in vain.
所以台湾有一所打油诗哈。就是诗歌啦。
There is a song in Taiwan.
做仙工无路康，做仙工吼水当当，过过好安。
You labor for the Lord will not be in vain. When you work for the Lord, you will receive a good spouse.
做仙工不落空。
And you will labor will not go in vain.
一个从心里生发爱主爱人的心做的工最美。
The person who can do the work from the love of their heart is the most beautiful.
真的，我就听了一个执事讲。
I heard a deacon say once.
哎，他太太就是会嫁给他，他会选这个当太太。
And the reason why his wife chose him,
就是因为他太太祖母告诉他哈，你到教会去啊，要多做圣工啊。不要懒惰。
The wife's grandmother told his wife that when you go to church, you need to do the work of God.
所以这个弟兄很欣赏他。哎呀，这个姐妹到教会来，哇，什么工作他都很殷勤在侍奉。
And this brother sees her diligence in doing the work of God.
所以他很欣赏他。
So he liked her very much.
哎，果然真的结好安。
And indeed, she received a good husband.
哇。他先生也来参加这个联总的会议哈。
This time the husband actually came and attended the WDC meeting.
啊，感谢主啊，有这个太太的啊勤劳帮助。
And he received a lot of help from the wife.
哎，太太是先生是这个弟兄啊，是一个公司的董事长哦。
This brother is actually a CEO of a company.
哎，就是因为欣赏他。殷勤做工
，because he saw her diligence, that's why he chose her.
被他欣赏了。
He was chosen by the.
当然，这是题外话。更要紧的，神纪念我们所做的每一件工作。
So the most important thing is God remembers our labor.
啊，所以启示录十四章十三节。
In Revelation chapter 14 verse 13.
在主里面死的人有福啦。
Those who die in the Lord is blessed.
他们工作的果效都随着他们。
The fruit of their labor follows them.
哎，我们为了信仰持守到底。
And we endure our faith to the end.
我们为了感念神的恩典，我们多多的侍奉神。
And to repay the love of God, we work hard for Him.
爱神，爱神。
We love Him and we love people.
这些工作的果效都随着我们。
And this is the fruit of our labor that follows us.
如果不是为主做的,
if we don't do it for the Lord,
你死了, 一切都归于无有了。
When you die, there's nothing.
因为我们是为主做的,
because we do it for the Lord.
主都记在我们每个人的账上,
and God remembers us.
将来就按照我们所做的得到报赏。
And in the future, we will be rewarded according to what we do.
保罗告诉我们将来复活的时候,
and Paul tells us, at the time of resurrection,
月有月的荣光,
and you will receive glorious light.
星有星的荣光,
and star will have star light.
这颗星的荣光跟那颗星的荣光也有分别,
and all the brightness of the stars will be different.
也就是将来我们复活的每个人所得到的这些赏赐不一样。
That means when we resurrected, the reward we get is different.
我们不可能每个人我都要跟保罗领一样赏赐，我们不配。
And we may not receive the same reward as Paul, the Apostle Paul.
啊，是按照我们工作的果效。
And we receive our award, a reward according to what we did.
所以要福气追随我们，我们还要把它转换成属灵的福气， so, 永远追随我们。
So we need to transform the worldly blessing into the heavenly blessings.
当然了。讲是很好听的。
And of course, it's easier said than done.
要做就比较难了。
It's very difficult to do it.
我们常常觉得心有余力不足啊。
We often say we try so hard, but we still cannot achieve it.
我不是不做啊，我无能为力啊。
It's not that we're not trying, we just cannot do it.
我们就要祷告。
And that's why we need to pray.
我们就要常常从道理上得到提醒。
And we need to be reminded by the word of God.
得到造就。
To receive edification.
并且呢，还要求神的灵帮助我。
And we need to ask the Spirit of God to help us.
啊，心有余力不足。
We're willing, but our flesh is weak.
我们要领受神的话。
To receive the word of God.
我们才能够刚强起来。
Then we can be strong.
约翰一书二章十四节啊。
First John chapter 2 verse 14.
我们所以能够刚强。
The reason why we can be strong.
因为神的道在我们存在我们心中。
Because God's word is in us.
我们才能够胜过那。
Then we can overcome the evil one.
啊，神的道让我们刚强。
God's word strengthens us.
那是我们属灵的食物啊。
It's our spiritual food.
一个人再强壮。
For a person to be strong.
几天不吃饭。
And if they don't eat for many days,
几天不给他吃,
if you don't give them food,
他就软弱无力了,
and he will be weak.
信徒不常常饥饿, 不常常领受属灵灵粮, 我们灵性怎么能够刚强?
If a member do not come to service to listen to the spiritual food, how can our spirit be strong?
你怎么能够不软弱呢?
How can you be not weak?
感谢主了，我们弟兄姐妹都很渴慕真理啊！
Thank God, we eagerly seek after the God, the truth.
我们聚会马上又有团契查经聚会哦。
And later we will have fellowships.
对，我们属灵的灵粮要充实。
We must have a plenty of spiritual food.
吃得下，睡得着，你身体就健康。
If you can sleep and you can sleep well, then you will be healthy.
神的话。领受得下来，能够把它消化得了。
If we can receive the word of God and digest it,
你自然灵性就刚强。
Then naturally your spirit will be strong.
你才能够胜过那恶者。
Then you can overcome the evil one.
还有
，also，
主耶稣知道，也知道我们带着软肉体有肉体的软弱。
And Jesus knows that we are weak.
所以主耶稣特别是应许是圣灵来帮助我。
That's why Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to help us.
啊，所以保罗说，一个人得救。是靠神的怜悯。
And Paul said, for a person to receive salvation, it's because the mercy of God.
借着重生的洗礼和圣灵的更新。
From the rebirth of the baptism and also the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这记载提多书三章第五节。
And this is recorded in Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
所以没有圣灵的帮助，我们没有办法更新我们的生命的。
So without the aid of the Holy Spirit, we cannot renew our life.
以弗所书三章十六节。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
圣灵会使我们从软弱中变为刚强。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us from weak to strong.
所以我们不能忽略祷告。
So we cannot ignore the importance of prayer.
领受那上头来的能力。
To receive the power from above.
圣灵赐给我们力量是无限量的。
The power that Holy Spirit gives us is unlimited.
我们才能够靠着神的力量才能够行出道来。
Then we can rely on the Holy Spirit to do the work of the Lord.
能够容神一人。
Then we can be pleasing to the Lord.
我在台南注目的时候
When I was in Tainan,
有一个姐妹带一个慕道者
A sister brought a truth-seeking friend to me.
她患了非常严重的糖尿病
She has, she has
糖尿病
忘记了 Oh, she has the diabetes.
聚会完
And after the service,
那个姐妹说传道能不能再帮他祷告？他有患了很严重的糖尿病。
And she asked me, Pastor, can we especially pray for this person? She has diabetes.
这个慕道者就说：“传道，拜托了。
”And the truth-seeking friend told me, "Please."
哇，我说不要拜托。你既然有心，那主耶稣一定会帮助你。
And I said, "You don't need to ask me to help. If you have the heart, God will help you."
你要求圣灵。
You have to pursue the Holy Spirit.
会帮助你。
God will help you.
聚会完，就一些人留下来帮助祷告。
And after the service, many people stay and pray for her.
祷告的时候，我们就 按手帮她祷告。
And during the prayer, we lay hand on her.
她就一直哭。
She kept crying.
祷告完，我问她，你哭有什么感受没有
？And after the prayer, I asked her, "Did you feel anything?"
她说：“传道，你怎么知道我脾气不好？”
Pastor, how did you know that I have bad temper?
我说我不知道，我们第一次见面，我以前又不认识你，我怎么会知道你脾气不好？
I told her I only met you today. I don't even know you have bad temper.
那你怎么一直骂我
？So why did you keep scolding me?
我很多帮助祷告弟兄说没有啦，人家传道没有骂你啦。
And many members there told her that the pastor did not rebuke you.
我说骂你什么
？So I asked her, what did I say to you?
你就一直骂我说。你脾气怎么这么不好？脾气怎么这么不好
？She said, "I heard you say that. Why do you have such bad temper?"
是主耶稣让他自己翻方言。
And Jesus let her translate her own tongue.
我们是用灵眼帮他祷告，主耶稣让他翻方言，听诊说：“你脾气怎么这么不好？你脾气怎么这么不好
？”We pray for her in tongue, and Jesus translated to her as to say that she has bad temper.
所以。我说：“那你是不是脾气不好
？”So I asked her, "Do you have bad temper?"
她说：“是啊，
said,
因为我身上有病啊，所以常常心很烦，心烦就乱发脾气。
”She said, "Yes, because I have illness and I feel very sorrowful, so I get angry easily."
我说：“哦，你身体不好又乱发脾气啊，对你身体伤害很大哦。”主耶稣告诉你，你就不要再发脾气了
啊。I told her, "Since Jesus told you not to have bad temper, you need to stop."
有什么事要祷告
？No matter what happened, you need to pray.
求主耶稣帮助你。
Ask God to help you.
你发脾气改变不了事实的。
Your anger will not do any help.
他说：“好了，我知道。”那传道，你可以不可以再帮我按手，帮助祷告一次
？So she said, "Okay, I know, but Pastor, can you pray for me one more time?"
我说好啊。
I said, "Okay."
我们再一起祷告。
Let's pray.
第二次帮她按手，她就一直笑，一直笑。
And after that, the second time I lay hand on her, she kept smiling.
所以祷告完，我就问她：“那你这次笑什么
？”And after a prayer, I asked her, "What are you smiling about?"
传道，你不是告诉我你变好了，你变好了
？And she said, "Pastor, didn't you say that you are better now? You're better now?"
哎，神的灵感动她。
And the spirit of God touched her. So she translated her own tongue.
我说：“哇，主耶稣很爱你。既然主耶稣应许你，你变好了，你要以信心接受，不要再怀疑哦。”
And since Jesus wants to help you after you get healed, then you need to have no doubt in Jesus.
主耶稣就会照你的信心给你成全。
And God will fulfill your wishes according to your faith.
他说我知道，就很高兴的回去了。
And she said, "Okay, I know." So she went home joyfully.
后来，他做见证。
And afterwards, she gave a testimony.
他说，祷告得到圣灵，得到主耶稣的应许。
And she said she prayed and received the promise of the Holy Spirit.
回去之后，因为牙齿痛，就去看牙医。
And because after she got home, she has toothache, so she went to a dentist.
牙医师就告诉她：“哇，你这个牙齿要拔掉哦。
”And the dentist told her that she has to extract her teeth.
那这颗也不行。
And this other teeth is no good.
她说：“我有很严重糖尿病呢。
”And she told the dentist I have diabetes.
你看那么奇妙。主耶稣就偏偏让那个牙医师没有听到。
But for some reason, God did not let the dentist hear that.
只是说就来帮他开刀了。
So the dentist just nodded and then extract her teeth.
开刀之后就告诉他，你棉花要咬紧哈，回去如果继续流血，你要赶快再回来急诊哦。
And she said, the dentist told her that you need to bite the gall harder so to stop the bleeding. And if you go home and the bleeding continues, you need to come back.
我这么重的糖尿病，你一次跟我拔两颗，我受得了吗
？And she told the dentist, I have diabetes. How can you extract two teeth?
哇，这个医生吓坏了，你怎么不早说
？And now the dentist is shocked now that he heard that she has diabetes.
我有跟你说啊，你说就帮我开刀啦。
And she said, "Yes, I told you, but you still extracted my teeth."
哇，这个医生就特别坏，你回去要特别小心啊！如果继续流血，赶快回来急诊啊
！And the dentist tell her that after you go home, if you continue to bleed, you need to come back right away.
所以医生这么讲，让这个。叫邱太太 哇，她自己也很紧张。
So this sister Cho, she was very nervous.
啊，回去呀、啊，哇，洗过澡之后就一直祷告。
And after she went home and took a shower, she prayed.
不晓得祷告多久了。
She didn't know how long she prayed.
祷告到睡着了。
She prayed until she fell asleep.
醒过来，哎，天亮了。
And after she woke up,
哎呦，就没有流血了。
And there is no more bleeding.
再去检查。
And she went back to the dentist.
本来她的血糖是486。
Because her cholesterol used to be 480.
哎，再去检查，剩下148。
And after the examination, she went down to 148.
几乎啊，都要好了。
And it's virtually healed.
感谢主啊，后来非常热心来信主。
And thank God afterwards, she became very fervent. 哎，
主耶稣医治了她严重的糖尿病。
Jesus healed her severe diabetes.
哎，后来她妹妹知道我姐姐去信耶稣，哎，糖尿病竟然好了。
And her younger sister realized God has healed her sister's diabetes.
Oh, 她妹妹也很高兴说，姐姐啊，我可以不可以也跟你去信耶稣？
So the younger sister told the older sister, can I go believe in Jesus with you?
可以啊。
She said, of course.
那我也要信。
I want to be a believer too.
她说，那很好，现在教会啊，在开布道会，你就来。
And she said, perfect, right now the church has evangelical service, you should come.
讲到完祷告求圣灵，她第一个跑到前面来的。
And after the service, she was the first one to run to the front.
结果祷告没多久，被圣灵充满。
And after the during the prayer, she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是有一个怪动作。
But she has one strange movement.
得到圣灵的时候，怎么一直捏鼻子呢？
After she received the Holy Spirit, she kept pinching her nose.
她觉得很不好意思，手赶快拉下来。哎呦，我得到圣灵怎么这样
？She felt very embarrassed, so she hit her hand.
就祷告一下子又去捏鼻子。
And after a while, she would go pinch her nose again.
哇，祷告的满身大汗。
And she was sweating.
哎，得到圣灵，好高兴的回去了。
She received the Holy Spirit. She was joyous and went back home.
因为祷告满身大汗，她就洗澡了。
And she went home and took a shower.
冲凉之后照镜子了。
And she looked at the mirror.
就叫了一声啊。
She was shocked.
怎么这样？
What happened?
她本来是塌鼻子，鼻子扁扁的。
And in the past, she has a flat nose.
结果得到圣被圣灵充满，竟然圣灵帮她隆鼻呀。
And after the Holy Spirit, God performed a plastic surgery on her nose.
所以我们这些姐妹啊，不用去拉皮，祷告就好。
And
祷告就没了。
This sister doesn't need to visit plastic surgery. All she needs to do is pray.
啊，后来一个现在赖英夫长老去采访他啊，把他登在圣灵报里面。
And Elder Lai went to interview her, and the testimony is posted in Holy Monthly.
如果我们查以前的圣灵报哈。就可以看到这个资料。
And if you go back and look at the Holy Spirit Monthly, you can see this testimony.
李秀美。
And her name is 李秀美。
同名啊。感谢主了。
And thank God.
圣灵会帮人家美容哦。
And Holy Spirit can do plastic surgery.
这个有圣经根据啊，不是乱讲的。
This has Bible truth in it.
看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
第三章
Chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章
2 Corinthians 3.
17节
Verse 17.
18节
And 18.
主就是那灵，主的灵在那里，那里就得到自由。我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。如同从主的灵变成的，你看圣灵会帮我们美容呢，让我们越活越像主耶稣基督。
The Spirit of the Lord can change us, and then we live a life more like Jesus.
所以不止隆鼻，他还会帮你整容啊，让你越来越像耶稣啊。
Not only your nose, but when you feel the Holy Spirit, it will change you to the image of God.
所以我们不要忽略祷告的功夫啊。
So do not ignore the work of prayer.
没有圣灵，要赶快求圣灵。
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, you need to pursue the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要帮助我们更新我们的生命。
And Holy Spirit will renew our lives.
并且让我们活得像主耶稣一样。
And we will live more like Jesus.
所以听道就是照镜子嘛，早上我们讲的嘛，哈。
And when you listen to the word of God, it's like looking into a mirror.
那圣灵就帮我们整容吗
？And Holy Spirit will change our face.
哪一个地方不像耶稣，他就帮我们修整修整，让我们变成主的形状出来。
And wherever we do not look like Jesus, it will change our face to be more like Jesus.
所以我们呢、啊？听到啊，查经、读经啊，这个祷告都不能忽略。虽然呢、啊，好像很平常，大家都知道，常常被我们忽略，没有重视。
Even though we all know that we need to read the Bible and listen to the Word of God and pray, but many times we do not do them.
啊，求主耶稣的灵帮助我们啊
！May the Spirit of the Lord help us.
让福气。追随我们
，so that the blessing will come after us。
让我们得到的是永存、永留的啊、这个无限的属灵的福气。
So we can receive unlimited and eternal blessing。
唱诗
，sing hymns，
429首
，429。